News Channel.
Now, in the data dump over the weekend, Musk revealed details on how, by 2020, requests from connected political operatives to delete tweets were routine at Twitter. One Twitter executive would write to another, "More to review from the Biden team." Then the reply would come back, "Handled." In censoring the details of influence peddling and business deals with Chinese officials tied to the Communist Party, among other influence peddling. That happened just weeks before election 2020. As journalist Matt Taibbi tweeted over the weekend, Twitter took extraordinary steps to suppress the story, removing links, posting warnings that it may be, quote unquote, unsafe. They even blocked its transmission via direct message, a tool reserved for extreme cases such as child pornography. Joining me right now is the man charged with investigating. He is House Oversight and Reform Committee ranking member, soon to be chairman of the Oversight Committee, Congressman James Comer. Congressman, thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Your reaction to Elon Musk's?
Well, thank goodness for Elon Musk. He's definitely the Grinch that stole the Christmas for the Democrat National Committee. And what he's showing here is evidence that the Biden campaign colluded with big tech to suppress a story that we now know is 100% true. The problem the Democrats should have is, why were they so scared of the laptop story? And the answer, Maria, is because the laptop proves evidence that not only did Joe Biden lie to the American people about his involvement with his family's influence peddling and shady business dealings, it also proves that Joe Biden was a part of those shady business deals. And that's something every American should be concerned about.
Well, this is really what I want to zero in on, because I've been saying for years now that this is a Joe Biden story. This is not a Hunter Biden story, because what they were selling was access to Joe, whether he was a sitting senator or whether he was the vice president. How long has this been going on? And what did Joe Biden do? Was he just making believe he knew nothing about it, but putting Hunter on Air Force One or Air Force Two when he was vice president to go visit Chinese officials?
It's more than Air Force Two. Joe Biden met with every person that he earlier said he never met. We have pictures. We have emails to prove it. Joe Biden was actively involved. What the Biden family was doing was selling access to Joe Biden. That's the family business. When people say, what were they involved in? They didn't manufacture anything. They didn't sell anything. They don't own any property. They were influence peddling. So it's very concerning when you look at who they were influence peddling with. They were influence peddling with our adversaries in Russia, Ukraine, and most concerning, China.
Unbelievable. And that's what I've been focused on, the threat of communist China. Right. Joe Biden will not even call them an adversary. All he calls them is a competitor. Right. So connect the dots with the national security element. This is why you're investigating so aggressively.
Absolutely. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, because we believe that the family's influence peddling is a national security risk. And when you look at national security and you look at the evidence on the laptop, energy policy is national security. And the most concerning part of the business deals, so to speak, that the Biden family was involved in, was trying to help China get their foot in the door on the American energy industry. So part of what the deal was that Joe Biden was going to be involved in was trying to help China purchase drillers in the natural gas industry. You know, people are outraged over China buying farmland in the Dakotas. Think about China buying into our American energy industry at the help of the Biden family. And then you look at all these crazy policies coming out of the Biden administration with respect to energy policy that are affecting every American in a negative way, and you think, maybe he is compromised.
Well, he is compromised. There's no doubt about that. And that's why James Comer, the incoming chairman of the House Oversight Committee, will be dealing with not just Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden himself, the president of the United States. Piece of news that you need to know of, Gavin Newsom, believe it or not, has a plan to cap oil industry profits, not production, but profits, accusing the industry of price gouging. Oh, my God. That's something that'll end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. I can just about promise you. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 2:30 right now, as we check out what's happening there on area roadways, there is a couple of crashes to look out for on the surface streets. Westbound Charleston at Las Vegas Boulevard, that's in the early stages. Southbound Stephanie, that's at Galleria Drive down there. by the mall. Also, some slow flows on the Southern Beltway. Still sluggish down there in Henderson. 215 east in Green Valley, 215 west at Valley Verde. Watch for those lane restrictions on 15 south. That's from Flamingo all the way up to Warm Springs. So hopefully continue with that project until its completion, scheduled for the next couple of weeks.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. College basketball, UNLV hosting Hawaii on Wednesday at the Thomas and Mack Center. The Rebels are 8-0, beating San Diego on the road Saturday, 95-79. Luis Rodriguez leading UNLV with 19 points. The Raiders win their third straight. They defeated the LA Chargers 27-20. They go to 5-7. Derek Carr, 250 yards through the air, had two touchdowns, both to Devontae Adams. He had 177 yards rushing. Josh Jacobs continues to build his lead as the NFL's rushing leader, 144 yards on the ground. And another Raiders score. The Golden Knights on the ice tonight in Boston to face the Bruins. Vegas coming off a 4-1 win Saturday against Detroit. Boston has won 14 straight home games. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Dell Technologies' Days of Deals for Business start now with fresh, limited-quantity deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Chuck, walk our listeners through the process of getting a free signature loan at Dollar Loan Center this holiday season.
Bring along your state-issued ID, a recent pay stub, and a few pieces of mail to prove where you live. If you're getting a loan online at don'tbebroke.com, you can scan and upload all your documents right to our members area.
Sounds easy. How long does it take?
We walk you through it step by step and explain exactly what the costs are to be sure you really want the loan. For a new customer, this only takes about 30 minutes, and you're out the door cash in hand. And for the holidays, the first week of interest is even on us.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, celebrating their 25th anniversary with free loans this holiday season for all new customers. Get up to $5,000 in minutes at one of our over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, a lot of people hate Mondays. It's the beginning of the week. You got to end the weekend. I get that. But for me, Mondays is special. Because I get a chance to visit with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. One of the things I get to do is kind of highlight some of his better pieces, okay? For instance, this weekend he was writing that crime rates are up, yet incarceration is down in our state. And I just put it to him. I said, hey, what's going on here?
Well, it's the most incredible thing. I mean, I was looking at this dashboard from some state department last week, and it was like, you know, 2016, 2018, there was a little decrease. You think, wow, the economy is doing good. Okay, maybe that makes sense. And then 2018 to the present, it's just like it just fell off a cliff. I mean, it's down like 25%. And you look at it, you're like, wait, this doesn't make sense. Like, crime has been going up. We had the pandemic. and the murder rate soared, and now, like, theft is way up, and then it's like, okay, well, the explanation is we're just not putting people in jail anymore. I mean, or at least not as much. I mean, because of what Democrats did in 2019, they passed the bill, and they gutted criminal penalties, and that explains it. I mean, it's like, well, yeah, we could empty out the jail cells by not putting anyone in jail. Not a great way to keep people safe, but sure a great way to reduce the number of people in prison.
And tell me, at what level is this happening? Is this a matter of prosecutors are going soft on crime, judges are going soft on crime, or is it juries that are refusing to max sentence?
Well, the law is going soft on crime. I mean, that's what they did. Is the Democrats went in. It did have some Republican support, but this was a Democrat project. They went in and they gutted criminal penalties, and they just, you know, they increased the threshold. I think it was $600 before it was a felony. Now it's $1,200. So you walk into a store, you steal $1,000 worth of stuff, and it's only a misdemeanor. And what happens is because things are only a misdemeanor, people realize, oh, I'm not going to jail for this. You know, I might get a fine that I'll never pay, but I'm not going to go sit in prison. So I'll go to the store next door. And then the police realize we're like citing these people, but nothing's ever happening. Why are we citing these people? And so then they don't cite the people. And then the shop owners realize nothing happens when I call the cops. Why do I even call the cops? And so it's like you get to this bizarre place where you can have crime like in the real world increasing, but the statistics start looking good because everyone just accepts it as like, oh, well, what can I do? You know, no one's going to do anything. And so, you know, you've got to just blame the legislature, the court system a few years ago, like basically gutted Nevada's bail laws. They blame they bear some of the blame too. But, you know, this is what Democrats did. Crime is up and jail is down. And maybe there's a connection between those two things.
But I'm curious to what goal. I mean, because all of us live in a society where we want to feel safe and we don't want crime to be running rampant. This doesn't seem to benefit anybody except the criminals.
Well, if you have some mistaken beliefs, I mean, it makes sense. And so what Democrats believe is that the criminal justice system is systemically racist because there are more African Americans in jail than, you know, white or Hispanic or Asian. And so that's proof of racism. And so how do you get rid of the racism? Well, you put fewer people in jail. Never mind that, you know, people are sent to jail for their individual actions, not for their race, but for what they did as a person. And that's how people should be treated. But that's what Democrats are doing. And then there's this idea that, you know, you can always find some case of like, oh, well, this one person, like, it doesn't make sense for them to be in jail for 10 years. Therefore, we're going to gut everything. It's like, no, let's focus on the places where it's not working or where maybe there's been some mistake. And really, even in a lot of those cases, they've taken a plea deal down from something more serious. And so that's why they're in jail for, you know, seemingly a long time for this not so serious crime. It's because what they were charged with originally got pled down. But that's the belief, and that's why I think that's why they've been doing it.
So what is there that we can do in the interim, short of exposing George Soros and his dark money that's coming into campaigns for DAs and different public offices? What is it that we can do to stop this?
Well, if you want to be safe, I encourage everyone to own a firearm. You know, carry concealed. There's a reason that's one of the main reasons people carry a weapon is to protect themselves. And especially in a state, in a city where crime is on the rise, I encourage people to be trained and to be prepared. But, you know, just in terms of the legislative fix, there's not much to do because the Democrats control. I shouldn't say that, right? You do stuff knowing it may not work for 2 years. And so what I hope Governor-elect Lombardo does is he goes and he demands the bill that he wants. He says, I was the sheriff for 8 years down in Clark County. I saw how lax penalties increased crime. I want public safety. I want the public to be safe. This is what it takes. And then he just goes and makes the case to Nevadans that you know, either we get this and we're safe, or we don't get this, and you've got to vote the Democrats out in 2 years. And that's what I hope he does. I hope he doesn't take some, you know, wishy-washy compromise where he gets 25% of what he wants, because, you know, if you do that, then you lose the political opportunity to get the rest of it later, because the public will say, well, you got what you wanted, so, you know, why would I vote against, you know, vote against the Democrats in the legislature? You got to go out and you got to make the case. And I think their case is very easily made. I mean, there seems to be stories on a very regular basis of someone who committed a serious crime, who had previously been in custody, previously been arrested, and got out in, you know, months or immediately, make the case, show the public, this is what's causing the uptick in crime, and these are the people who aren't voting to fix it.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Crime, obviously, was an issue in the last election cycle, and I'm curious if we learned anything via this election here in Nevada, and, you know, not just statewide, but nationwide. Is there anything we learned about crime? Did we vote out any of the people that were soft on crime, or did we just say, no, the status quo is just fine with me?
Well, generally, I think you would say that. I mean, I don't think people would say it, you know, oh, they're fine with the rise in crime. I think they, you know, the whole basket of issues, it wasn't the one that necessarily rose to the top. I mean, I think the most positive stuff came out of New York, where Lee Zeldin didn't win the governor's race, but he ran a really good race. He focused a lot on crime, and probably Republicans have a majority in the House because of that, you know, because of the good race that he ran. But I think crime is a winning issue. But, you know, there's always a lot of factors in elections. And a big one was money, and, you know, especially here in Nevada. You know, the candidates just got outspent pretty dramatically, and I think it really hurt him. You know, and Lombardo, obviously, I think the public safety angle helped him. I can't imagine it hurt him. But, and, you know, it's funny to watch in that campaign, because Sisolak actually was attacking Lombardo for rising crime in Clark County. So it should be obvious that, you know, crime is not a winning issue. It's just you've got to be able to tie it to your opponent and show, you know, why voters should pick you, you know, why you're on the side of public safety. And so, you know, maybe that happened somewhat in the governor's race. I tend to think the COVID lockdowns was probably more of the decisive factor. And why, you know, Sisolak lost and Masto won. But, you know, you just look at the ads, and crime is not popular. No one wants the rise in crime. You know, Sisolak was willing to acknowledge the rise in crime in order to attack Lombardo. But then it's just a matter of taking the next step with voters and saying, and this is the person responsible for it.
There you go. Victor Jake, smart dude, joining us as he does every Monday on this very radio program. Stay where you are. We got a whole bunch more to do as we sprint to the finish line right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Showroom at South Point presents a very special Christmas show. Mark O'Toole's Classic Crooner Christmas, featuring a 9-piece band, bringing all your holiday favorite songs to life. December 16th and 17th. Tickets at the box office, southpointcasino.com, or charged by phone, 702-797-8055. Mark O'Toole's Classic Crooner Christmas at the South Point.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timo sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timo sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. You know, a lot of actors that I really like, the same way with musicians, I guess, and singers, songwriters, are flaming liberals. But there is one that is really, really good. I think one of the best actors out there in Hollywood, and he's in the news, and he's a conservative gentleman. Jim Dallas been following this story. What's going on?
Yeah, well, of course, a lot of us are familiar with James Woods, a lot of great movies. He was in Casino, Against All Odds. He's been up for Academy Awards before. But he basically, with the releasing of some documents by Elon Musk on Friday, we are finding out that left-wing journalist Matt Taibbi, I think is his name, Taibbi. It shows that DNC officials absolutely ordered Twitter to remove a tweet from James Woods less than a month before the 2020 presidential election. And you want to talk about collusion? That's where the collusion of 2016 must have been, and it was delayed by a few years. But this sort of thing has been happening. We've been saying this for a long time, and James Woods is not going to take it anymore. He basically says, hey, you know, my family has basically, they've been in the military since the Revolutionary War to defend the First Amendment to the Constitution. And he's going after Joe Biden's administration for reaching out to Twitter and basically silencing him. And we're also understanding in this document dump from Elon Musk that it's very typical for these Hollywood types to go back and forth with each other and delete tweets that that the administration doesn't like. I mean, you want to talk about collusion? That doesn't that just define what collusion is?
Do we know what these tweets were?
We don't know exactly what they were because they were deleted, but we do know that they were conspiring together to say, hey, don't tweet about this. Or don't tweet about, of course, we were talking about the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, and that's the big thing that they wanted to hide from the public during the election season of 2020. Because it's not, as we played the bite earlier from Maria Bartiromo, it's not about Hunter Biden. It's about Hunter Biden's father, who happened to be a senator, a vice president, and now a president. That's what they're selling access to. They don't care anything about Hunter Biden. He just happens to be the vehicle they're using to get to the big guy.
Well, and that's why I can't wait till January 3rd. When the gavel is passed to Kevin McCarthy, and and by the way, he says that he's going to read the entire Constitution on day one. But I hope when they form the committees and they start investigating, that they go after not just Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is the, you know, was the bait that Hunter Biden used to, you know, appropriate millions of dollars
right
for the big guy.
Well, and the House Oversight Committee ranking member, Representative James Comer of Kentucky, he has promised to haul every Twitter employee who was involved in the handling of the Hunter Biden laptop story before the committee and let them sweat a little bit. Basically what we're hearing through these document dumps is that even CEO of Twitter at the time, Jack Dorsey, didn't even know about what was going on between this journalist, Matt Taibbi, and these other journalists in conspiring to basically make the conservatives unheard.
Wow. Wow. Well, we'll continue to follow this story because this is going to be around for a while. And especially after January 3rd, when Kevin McCarthy takes over as Speaker of the House. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important